So in our last TAG Talks, TAG founder and CEO, Dr. David Acheson, provided some interesting insights into the momentous food safety events and effects of 2023. In this episode, we move on to 2024, as I, your host, Lisa Lupo, discuss with Dr. Acheson his thoughts and expectations for the upcoming year. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Lisa. A pleasure to be speculative for next year with you.
So to start us off, what key 2023 industry focus areas would you see carrying through to 2024?
As we looked back at 2023, in some ways, there were some seminal changes around leadership at FDA and approaches and where the agency is going. Certainly a few little regulatory tweaks, but nothing huge. And we look at the build into 2024. Think, at least the way I'm thinking about it, is the microbial challenges will continue to plague us as they did in 2022 to 2023, and they have for years. I don't really see that changing, except perhaps for one microbe, which perhaps we'll get to in a second. But I do see continued focus on chemical residues. And within that bucket, I'm including heavy metals. So as we look at that aspect of 2024, we've seen initiatives starting at the state level in California, as I mentioned. If you take a look at my what happened in 2023, that clearly was some significant events that were coming out of California around specific chemical residues and heavy metals. As we ended 2023, and we were dealing with a lead issue, our new deputy commissioner has a history out of the Environmental Protection Agency where he worked previously, and I don't know Jim Jones personally, but by reputation, chemical residues, etc., are an area that he is particularly caring about, as he should be, in terms of public health risk. So given his background and given what we saw in 23 with lead and with other chemical residue issues, I think we will continue to see push to control chemical risks in 2024. Now, that's easy to say, but what does that mean and what does that look like? There is, and there has been for years, control programs for added chemicals such as pesticides. There are lists of approved pesticides. There is already a fair bit of testing going on. Will we see more testing for pesticides? Possibly, if resources allow. I think we will see push for stronger enforcement around heavy metals. Now, what do I mean by that? I think it's extremely difficult for some companies to manage heavy metals because most of them are not introduced as part of processing. They're introduced in the earth where the original product grows. When I'm talking about heavy metals, it's lead, it's cadmium. Mercury is definitely on the list, but that's mostly a seafood issue. And arsenic, those are the four which the agency focuses on. We haven't seen lead issues for a long time, but in 2023, we did. Big one. 2024 is obviously an election year as well. Let's not lose sight of that. So is Congress going to get on a bandwagon and demand stronger regulations around heavy metals and lead? Wouldn't surprise me, given U.S. politics. It's like, well, here's an opportunity to show some winners, and we saw a situation where kids were getting lead toxicity. We need to do something about that. So we're going to put in stronger regulations. Watch out. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens in 2024 because somebody will see it as a politically expedient thing to focus on because it is apolitical and you're protecting public health and kids. So I do see it as a hot topic for 2024. Partly because of Jim Jones's background in FDA, but also because of what we saw real time with lead and with other heavy metals. So I suspect that'll be an issue. Now, how do food companies manage that? Well, obviously, you wait and see what, if there's new statutes emerge, if there's new regulatory requirements, and if there is, they're not going to take effect in 2024. But my advice to food companies today is make sure you know what your risk is around heavy metals, particularly if any of your products are directed towards babies, infants, or children. If your products are perceived as being oriented towards those, or you market towards those, or applesauce is obviously eaten by all ages, but we know kids eat it. So I would absolutely recommend that anybody watching this really takes a good look at the products they're making and know what their heavy metal exposure is. And obviously look then to try to start to think, well, how could we control this? And that might get back to supply chain, and it might get to origins of sourcing of ingredients. I think 2024 will be an interesting year around 204 for traceability. 204 referencing the statutory section for traceability. 2023 sort of saw a people were yawning and waking up and saying, "Oh, traceability, I've got to do something about that." But it's not till 2026. I would hope that 2024 will be the year in which you figure out what you've got to do. Whether you're a retailer, a manufacturer, a processor, a distributor, or a grower, use 2024 to really understand, what do I have to do? Build off that and end the year with, now I know what I've got to do, and I've got a roadmap to do it. And when we have this conversation 12 months from now, we can talk about 2025, and I'll say, now that you know what you've got to do, make 2025 the year in which you do it. And plan in Q4 of 2025 to pressure test it. Is it working? Does it work? And then you will be ready for prime time in 26 when this goes live and FDA can technically enforce. But don't, it's more complex than you think. Well, it may not be more complex than you think. I think many look at this and say, this is so complicated, I can't get my head around it. But you got to. There may be some saying, oh, this will never happen, it'll never be enforced. It will. It will. Don't be complacent to think it won't. It will. And one of the reasons that it will is because, how do you figure out where the cinnamon that was allegedly contaminated with lead was used? Where did it come from? Traceability. It's ongoing and constant. So I do see that as a 2024 focus. I think we will continue to see importation as a focus. Foreign supply verification programs enforcement was hot in 2023. I think it'll be hot in 2024. Why? Because FDA is getting traction out of that. They're finding companies are like, well, what's the requirement? What's a foreign supply verification program? You got an instant 483, if not a warning letter, because you don't have one. And we've seen that theme in 23. So if you're an importer, make sure you've got a FSVP, because you don't want to deal with a 483 from FDA. Or worse, a warning letter. So I think FDA is getting some traction in that, and they'll continue to do that. What else in 2024? Well, there's always the unknown, the unpredictable. Will we see a massive shortage in something? I turning to supply chains, as I reflect on where the globe sits at the end of 2023, Lisa, it's a tumultuous place. As we end the year, we've got sad and difficult situations going on in the Middle East. We've still got challenges in an important food company country, sorry, Ukraine, which has not stopped and not gone away. These are putting pressures on the food supply chain. Who knows where Asia will go, but putting aside macroeconomics and global tensions, a lot of what we eat every day is sourced from all over the world. And if those things start to get difficult, transportation costs, then it's going to put a lot of pressure on companies. So again, looking at, can you double up on your suppliers, or do you have a sole source supplier of something that is important? And if you do, what can you do to try to find a second supplier that's perhaps from a different geography that might help you weather an unpredictable situation? And I don't, I mean, obviously, fingers crossed, nothing bad's going to happen, but it's definitely, looking at the big geopolitical global picture, it's a time of unrest, which food companies need to, they are aware, but how can you stay out in front of it? So, as always, it's going to be challenging. We're going to have our crises. Our job at TAG is to try to read the tea leaves, help companies build good programs, think what's round the corner, react when you need to. And we will continue to do that. And we'll continue to maintain 24/7 hotlines at TAG, and we are here to help you, whether it be Thanksgiving Day, as we did this year with the company, or whether it be Christmas Day. We are here for you year round in 2024, whatever the world throws at us. So appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you so much, David. It's been great overview of looking into your crystal ball to see what we might expect in 24. And we want to thank the viewers and be sure to take a look back at the 2023 video that David did, or any of the other 63 TAG Talks videos we now have. So you can find all these at youtube.com/@TAGconsulting. Which you're probably there right now anyway. But if you haven't done so yet, click subscribe and the bell in the upper corner to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from the Acheson Group. And we all hope that you all have a great 2024. Thank you again, David.
Pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.